woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Hey, good morning, and it's Thursday already.
Yay!
How did that happen? Fourth day of the week, fourth day of the month. It's -6 right now. Feels like -9. Going up to 3 degrees this afternoon. Oh. I think that's bikini weather. I'm really excited.
It's skating weather, baby.
You know what? It was nice because I was super lazy with my driveway, and I didn't shovel it very, very quickly after the last snowfall.
Yeah.
And you know when you do that, you hard pack the snow down. And then yesterday, it all melted away because it was sunny.
Look at that.
It was a beautiful thing.
All you had to do was play the waiting game.
Yeah. Except for the icy patch right near my door where I actually fell on my butt.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
You have a lot of padding. You have a nice bum.
I have a big
thick bum.
I do have a thick bum. In the meantime, let's check in with everybody on the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
New survey says 68% of people plan to emerge from lockdown as a completely different person.
That's right.
Made some big drastic changes in their lives, such as seeing or speaking to our family more, speaking our mind more truthfully, taking more vacation time, being more confident, being more creative, taking better care of our mental health, and not canceling so many plans. I plan to cancel my plan to not cancel as many plans.
Jax, what's up with you?
I just want to know, guys, what you would do with $24 million. First thing, go. Quick, one word.
Take a nap, because I got nothing but time.
Take 12 of it and invest it.
Okay, you're spending it wrong.
Because
little Uzi Vert, he spent $24 million on putting a diamond implant on his forehead.
Wow.
He's been saving up for 4 years, and he put a diamond on his forehead above his eyes, and he has it insured.
I know he's extremely successful, but I didn't know he had $24 million to put a diamond in
his
forehead.
He's been working
successful.
Hard. He's been working very hard.
I guess so.
Yeah. Have you ever walked down the street with like $100 in your pocket?
Yeah.
It's terrifying. It's insured. He's fine.
Producer Jesse.
Around 9:25 this morning, we are going to do one of my favorite things in the universe.
Oh, no.
Pump it or dump it.
No. Oh.
And this morning, we are going to be listening to a song that was made in the womb by an unborn baby.
Oh, no.
I am very excited. If you're around at 9:25, please listen. Also, you can catch it on YouTube afterwards because we post our whole show on YouTube.
Where can you find it?
99.9virginradio.ca for the link. Wow. Or just search it on YouTube.
There you go. So listen, we're going to have a fun morning today, and we're going to start with some good news. Ontario has an announcement about opening up. I know that's very weird, but a couple songs from now, we'll talk about it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so we're getting an announcement about opening up.
Right on.
On Monday. Now, we already know school is going back.
Yeah.
Basically, outlying areas, smaller cities and that sort of thing are going to go back on the 8th, which is next week.
Yeah.
And then the week after, it'll be the bigger districts like Toronto.
Like they call the hot zones.
The Halton, Peel, all of those.
Yeah, Toronto, Peel, and York are going to open on the 16th.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is good. It feels like a little bit of positivity, right?
Yeah,
now,
totally.
I know there's a lot of people that disagree with those opening up. I'm going to put that aside. Yeah. I am not qualified to talk about that.
No,
however, there's talks too about reopening the quote-unquote economy, which means stores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things we got to keep in mind in the GTA is that we are the hotspot, right? So they said outside of the hotspots, we should be able to open some things up because case counts are relatively, in a lot of places, they're non-existent.
Yeah.
So a lot of like small towns have locked down and they've never even seen a COVID case in Ontario. So a lot of the northern communities are probably going to open back up again a little bit, obviously with all the things that we saw last summer. So I doubt you're going to see like bars open.
Yeah.
You'll probably see curbside delivery, that sort of thing open up. And I wouldn't be shocked if you could, in a smaller city or a smaller town, go into a store. But I would think in Toronto, this might be the opportunity to open up curbside, meaning you can't go in the store, but at least, very least, you can walk up to a local business and buy local.
And support them.
That would be great.
Yeah. And if it is, we got to put the push on for buying local.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
You have to wonder, too, if we're going to get to the point in the smaller communities, because this was a problem in the summer, where when things started opening up there, people would leave the city to go there to do things.
Right.
Yeah.
If they get a little bit more pushy with that and say like, nah, if you're they might check IDs, that type of thing.
I wonder, too, if on the along that lines, maybe that's why they don't open the restaurants. Is because, you know, I remember when we got out of stage 1 and into stage 2, but it came out like Toronto was the very, very last. Yeah. And there were a lot of people that like, you know, drove up to like Kingston or Belleville or whatever. And
Boston Pizza.
They're hanging in like a patio or whatever, when it's still locked down
and
here.
That's not the purpose of it. This is what we should be doing.
I know. Yeah. And it sucks because that's all you want to do.
It's like skipping line, right? You can't do that.
100%.
Yeah. You get really suspicious when you see people with a haircut and you're like, where did you get that?
Yeah. Honestly.
What's your deal?
Unless you're dating somebody who cuts hair, Jax. Jax is the only one in this room who's had her hair cut recently, and it's only because she's with somebody.
She's really good, and I'm really lucky, and I know that, okay? I know that! Yeah. I feel the guilt every day, okay? But not that much.
Somebody said to me the other day, they're like, hey, you've got good pandemic hair. I was like, thank you. It's been 5 months since I had a haircut.
It's getting thicker and thicker in the back, I've noticed, and I love it. I love it.
It's a mullet.
Ponytail town.
I don't think we've given me enough credit, because I would get my haircut like every 2 weeks, and I only complain about it 4 times a day now.
Yeah. That it looks good, though.
You're growing up, Tej. Here we are.
Look at this. He's maturing before our eyes.
So we just wanted to start the show with good news like that, because we felt like it was deserved.
Hold on, guys.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, yeah. We'll somehow, some way, we're going to get there. It's going to be slow and arduous, but just a little bit of positivity isn't the worst thing. It's 7:15 in the morning.
Right?
That's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What if I told you you could fall asleep every time in 2 minutes?
I would love that.
Do you guys have trouble getting to sleep quick?
Most of the time, no. I'd say like 90% of the time, I'm able to just clunk out.
Jax?
Over the past, like as the pandemic has continued, it's gotten worse. I'm having trouble getting to sleep. Yeah, I'm just like anxious. The whole world is, right?
I've been able to sleep anywhere, anytime, always my entire life. And that's the thing is that like it's not, people are like, well, there must be a medical condition. You must be tired. It's like, no, I'm not tired. But if I shut it down, I can shut my body down. I just
can't.
I don't know
why. Just a cozy, just a cozy man.
So anyway, according to the military, if you're somebody who has trouble sleeping, these are the things you need to do. And I want you guys to try it in your chair. See if it works.
Oh, no, don't fall asleep.
Yeah.
Don't fall asleep.
This technique is said to work for 96% of people who use it after 6 weeks of practice. So we're going to try to do it in one session here. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's how you fall asleep in 2 minutes. Relax the muscles in your face. Jax, TJ, not seeing enough relaxing going on. Relax.
It's the most relaxed I've ever been.
You also must relax your tongue, your jaw, and the muscles around your eyes. Okay?
Yoga.
Drop your shoulders as far down as they'll go. Followed by your upper and lower arm, one side at a time. Just like relax, just let it go, okay? And then you breathe out. Okay, some breathing out.
Do you need us to talk?
No, I've got this.
Close your eyes, teacher.
Relaxing your chest, followed by your legs. So relax your chest, relax your legs. And then you start from the thighs working down when you work with your legs. So don't do ankle up, you wanna go thigh down.
Oh.
Never go ankle up.
Now you got to spend 10 minutes trying to clear your mind, or 10 minutes, excuse me, 10 seconds trying to clear your mind. And by the way, we're not going to do that on the radio because that sounds 10 seconds of dead air would not be good. And then you got to think of one of the following three images when you're doing your 10 seconds. Jax, close your eyes.
Okay, great.
Number one, you're lying in a canoe on a calm lake with nothing but a clear blue sky above you.
Do I have oars?
TJ?
To get back to shore?
That's a good question. The military didn't get into that. Number two, try this one. You're lying in a black velvet hammock in a pitch black room.
Is it black or is it like a deep purple?
TJ?
It's black.
I'm trying to zen out.
And when you're doing this, you say to yourself, don't think, don't think, don't think. And you say this to yourself for about 10 seconds, and apparently that's it.
I'm cozy.
You feel like cozy?
I feel cozy.
Do you feel relaxed?
I definitely feel relaxed.
TJ's passed out.
Yeah.
Are you still, you still worried about the oars and the boat?
Yeah. I'm like, how did I get in the middle of this lake? Now what?
Oh.
So try that for 6 weeks and they say anybody will be able to sleep. It's cool. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What we need is new music, and not just new music. We need like high-end party new music.
Yeah, something hopeful, something fun, something that makes me want to take my shirt off.
With the exception of Olivia Rodrigo, whose song Driver's License is so good.
It's a bop.
So good. Yeah. But it's very slow.
Yeah.
All the other slow songs have been a little heavy. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Really heavy.
Like, even Holy, which we play all the time,
yeah,
is just, it's like a little bit, it's a little slow. We need... no offense to Justin, but we need sorry.
I want to dance.
Sorry level,
Where
Justin Bieber.
Where are you now?
Where are you now? Yeah.
I would accept another song about Haley as long as it's like fast.
Yes. Yeah. If you just said Haley 100 million times for 3 minutes, but it had 120 beats per minute.
Exactly.
That's all I need.
I want to dance,
Call Diplo and get him to do a beat and just say Haley, 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 Haley. I'm cool with it. Now, we do have a couple of new ones that I have high hopes for. Number one. Next Thursday is the official release day for Dua Lipa.
Oh, sweet.
So it's titled We're Good.
Oh, it's going to be a dance track.
You think so?
Oh, for sure. In the progress she's been making, like with her albums, just get dancier and dancier. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't wait because if it's not, I'm going to play this clip back for Jax.
Is hiccup during that?
Yeah, just a little bit.
maybe don't play that part of the clip. The other part, sure, but the
threaten
part
me
where
and
you
then
almost throw up in the middle of your sentence, don't play that part.
The second one I'm sort of interested in is Billie Eilish's brother, Phineas, did kind of say, he's like, I'm not spilling beans, but we're working really hard on her second album. It's actually almost done. Which we're really excited about. Wow. She's the only person I've worked with in person the whole year, so everything else has been
sister.
Over Zoom. Basically, he said that people have been sending him vocals and that sort of thing. I'm wondering, when he's worked with other people, I'm wondering if there might be actually some features, because she's not really worked with anybody else. Justin Bieber basically jumped on the back of Bad Guy and did his own remix of it.
Rosalia a few weeks ago, but that's like the only other collaboration she's made. I will say, though, Billie Eilish is one of the only other artists that I'll accept slow music from.
But even the pace of Bad Guy, I'm cool with.
Yeah.
I won't
no,
because
I like
the last like
cry.
Three songs she's put out have been pretty down-tempo and frankly haven't been the best.
No, I will let her make me cry.
Whoa, hold on.
Sorry, yeah.
Which
Go
songs
after
are
Billie
those?
Eilish.
Well,
tell us.
Okay, well, let me defend myself. They were good songs.
Uh-huh.
They weren't fun songs.
Okay, which songs were they?
What were their names?
I'm Love With My Future.
I should have had the names because now I just sound like an idiot. You know the ones I'm talking about.
This is a good court case that I'm watching over here. This is good.
So
TJ, I like watching this
unfold. The prosecutor shows up to court and he's like, Your Honor, the
everything.
Songs.
Okay, everything I wanted.
It's beautiful.
I love that.
Sure,
song.
It's beautiful, but it's fun. What was the other one? Guys, help me out.
Judge
here. You can
Judy?
See me struggling.
Judge Judy would this be so mad at you right now.
Okay, fine. Yeah, no, everything Billie Eilish has ever done has been amazing. And God forbid I have a different opinion than everybody.
No, I just think it's funny to see you squirm like this.
Oh, hate it.
You want to help TJ out? 999-999.
No, don't.
Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto is going to create non-police mental health and a crisis response teams. So Mayor John Tory said in the news release that Toronto police respond to around 30,000 mental health calls a year. So this change will not only see mental health professionals applying their skills and training to incidents that where there will be a better answer for them, but that also allow police to focus on core policing priorities such as violent crimes.
I believe they've already... Sorry, go ahead.
Essentially having mental health experts handle mental health issues.
And that's the way it should be. And that's, you know, each situation is different. And being careful with each situation is very important. So, it's allotting the specifics.
I believe they've also
cases.
Already started that, though. Like, I know they announced it, but I have a friend that actually had an incident in his building. And the crisis unit was there and the car is labeled like they're already out there.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that they made the announcement now because I believe this has been going on for a little bit.
I think they were starting to roll it out a little bit during the summer. I remember reading. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, and that's
soft
the thing.
Launch,
it's
maybe.
Nice to hear some evolution.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is what we need to do.
Yeah. And obviously it's not perfect and there's bugs to work out, but it's good that they're taking steps in those directions. Mm-hmm. You will never, ever lose an Instagram post again, at least for 30 days. So Instagram made an announcement that they will now give the option of keeping recently deleted posts in a separate folder so you can have the chance to restore them or delete them permanently. It will hold it for after 30 days and will need a verification of your identity. Essentially, it's like a recycling bin, which is great news for couples who break up all the time and delete all their photos and then post them again. I guess you could archive it, but, you know, it's more dramatic when you hit delete instead. Hey, do you remember the mansion from Schitt's Creek, the one in Toronto? It's up for sale, and you can buy it for $15 million.
Oh, wow. God.
So this is the mansion that the Roses lived in
when
they hit rock bottom at the show, or before they hit rock bottom, pardon me. It's up for $14.9 million.
Ooh.
It's in the York Mills Bayview area.
Yeah.
It was built
Beautiful.
in 2012, 24,000 square feet. It has 14 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms. Sold in 2018 for $20 million. Oh, and speaking of Schitt's Creek, by the way, after winning all seven major Emmy categories for comedy, they are now up for five Golden Globe nominations, including Best TV Musical or Comedy Series.
Incredible. Incredible.
That's great.
Yeah. And all indications are that they're going to clean up there as well.
By the way, why is it Best TV Musical or Comedy? Such a weird thing about the Golden Globes. Why would you smash those two categories together? They're completely different.
I don't know. I don't have an answer for you, Adam Wilde. Okay.
Also, how many musical TV shows are there besides Glee?
It's like it was just like, wow, that's Glee's category, I guess.
That's probably why. They could just keep giving awards to Glee.
That's true. Glee did
or
win a lot
of awards. Or The Masked Singer.
That is the only one, eh?
Yeah.
True.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
All right, let's introduce the world to Sonia. Sonia, world, Sonia. Nice to meet you. And Sonia, you met with a guy, Jackson. You guys matched on Hinge in December. You couldn't meet up, but you did manage to date. So can you explain how you're doing it?
Yeah, so we actually, we met back in December, and every Saturday we do like a date night, and we video chat on WhatsApp, and we like watch a movie together or like just eat dinner and like talk. And it's been really fun. I've really enjoyed myself. And he has as well. At least that's what I was getting at. But then all of a sudden last weekend, he just stood me up, and like at 7 o'clock, our usual time, he just didn't call me. And I've called him and texted him, and he hasn't responded.
And do you guys talk like throughout the week, or is it just kind of you meet up on Saturdays?
Yeah, we pretty much have been talking like nonstop ever since we matched, like every single day. And then we totally hit it off. And then we came up with this idea that, every Saturday we'll do that. And it's been really fun.
Sonia, you mentioned that you called and texted them afterwards. How many times did you do that?
That's an important detail.
Quite a bit, honestly. I don't know. I've lost count. But he hasn't answered. Yeah, I've been blowing up his phone. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Maybe his phone's off.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe he's out of town.
It's weird. Like,
it is hard to get a battery replacement these days. Yeah. All right. So normally we would recommend against blowing up someone's phone when they're not responding to you.
But you should go to his house and see if he's there.
Yeah. Stop it, TJ.
Sonia, we're going to give him a call next with you listening quietly on the phone, and we'll see how this goes, okay?
Okay.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
Sonia is, like anybody else, just looking for a little bit of fun, love, I don't know. But Sonia matched with a guy named Jackson on Hinge in December. Tough time to match with somebody because you can't meet up. So Sonia, what did you guys do instead?
Every Saturday night, we had a little like date night, and we video chatted, and we would watch a movie and like eat together and just talk and just, I don't know, we totally hit it off, and it's been really fun and just something to look forward to through the week. And suddenly he just, I guess he ghosted me. I haven't heard from him.
Important detail, Sonia did message him more than a lot.
She said she blew his phone.
Yeah, when he stopped messaging her. So there's a degree of concern here, which brings me to my next point. Are you sure you want us to make this call just because, sometimes the answers can be a little harsh?
No, I definitely think I'd rather know for sure.
Okay, you'd rather know. Let's make the call to, his name's Jackson.
Hello?
Hi there, we're looking for Jackson.
Yes, Jackson speaking. Who's this?
Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, hey. How can I help you?
Well, we are wondering if you could give us a little information about a haunting. Actually, a ghosting. Her name is Sonia. We understand that you guys went on a few FaceTime dates.
Oh, man. I was just a sucker for doing those, like, FaceTime dates. Why are you guys bringing this up?
Well, because we were hoping you could help us with that. Because, like, basically, we understand that you had dates with
her.
You
abandoned her.
And then you never talked to her again. What happened?
I mean, yeah, we had, like, two cool dates. And then on the third one, like, one of her roommates come into her room and is like, can I join your date and watch Bridgerton with you guys? Ooh. And I was like, in my head, I was like, hell no, bro. Like, we're on a date.
Yeah. So it was a guy?
Yes. Tanya is really nice and let him. It's her roommate, Alex. He's just like long-haired, stunning Australian kid.
And like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. He's just hanging out with her. And I'm trying to be on this virtual date, but he's there. And I was like, I don't even know if you could call it being a third wheel at that point.
Plus, you guys are watching Bridgerton, which is basically porn.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Yeah, so when the Knicks rolled around, I'm like, I'm out. I can't compete with Alex. I have no chance. She can go sleep with him.
Australians.
Well, I'm not going to sleep with Alex. Like, what? I thought, like, you were so nice for letting us, you know, letting him join us. I didn't realize it, like, bothered you. You should have said something.
Is that Tanya?
Yeah. And Alex. And
no. Alex is not here.
I mean, that wouldn't even surprise me.
No, okay, all right, okay. So Jackson. You have to admit, by the way, Sonya's been listening the whole time she hears. You got to admit, Jackson, that it's a bit of a grand assumption that just because her roommate's hot that she's just going to instantly sleep with him when she's dating you.
People could be platonic friends. You imagine that, right?
I guess, but there was like tension. You can sense it. You can sense it. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Was there tension, or was there a projection?
Oh. Therapy boy over here. No, it's good.
TJ, no, he liked it because it rhymed.
Also worked. Now, okay. All right. So here's what we normally do, Jackson. And normally, like when people can actually date, we would say, you know, we'll pay for your next meal or something like that. I guess we could do like your Uber Eats or whatever. But if you would be willing, and if Sonya's still willing, would you guys want to do like a little reconnect? We'll order you guys in some food. You guys can watch the rest of Bridgerton or something else together and maybe see where this goes without Alex. Because I'll say this, Sonya, and I think everybody in the room agrees with me. When your roommate says, can I join your date? You say no.
Okay, I guess fair enough. You know, I guess they should have thought
it is a
about that.
So Jackson, would you like to go on date 3?
I mean, honestly, I feel like you guys should offer the date to Sonya and Alex because I feel like I'm barking up the wrong tree.
All right.
Petty. That was petty.
Just like that, he lost the room.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Jackson, we appreciate your time this morning.
He's gone.
Wow. Didn't even say goodbye.
That was
just like, wow, we got ghosted by him too, Sonya.
Seriously. He doesn't sound like a lot of fun, and I feel like if there's some jealousy there, like that's a red flag.
Oh, that's just wait
that's
till
just
some guy who doesn't
that is
know.
A red flag.
Like,
I agree.
If you're in a relationship, imagine you're at a bar one day and he's there, but some guy at the bar doesn't know you're in a relationship, comes up, offers you a drink. Imagine what you'd be dealing with, right?
I'm mad because I feel threatened.
You seem like a great person. I would highly recommend not inviting other people into your
don't
date. But other than that, like, you're great. So you're going to be fine.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad I came to a conclusion and you guys helped me figure it all out.
TJ, do you have any parting advice?
Yeah. You've been so wise.
So what's Alex up to?
Is there nothing going on with this guy, Alex, by the way?
Get him on the horn. Let's
talk. No, there's really nothing. He's just my roommate. Like, I don't see him like that at all.
Okay.
That's how my parents met.
Well, Sonya, we wish you the very, very best. Keep in touch, okay?
Thank you so much.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
You know, I think she did screw that up. There's no question.
Yeah.
My contention, though, is did he, like, if you don't communicate that and you get the opportunity to try again, like, she's obviously wanting to try again with him. It wasn't like he came back and tried again.
And she understands her missteps.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, she needs to, girl, figure
There's
it out.
There's an acknowledgement like, of wrongdoing there, which is the first step in solving a problem.
Right. I didn't want to tell her on the phone, like, because I figured it was enough because he was pretty rude. But
yeah,
like,
he was.
But, like, girl, come
no,
on.
No, I know she.
Are you
No. Are you Adam?
Like,
Adam? No. She made a simple mistake, and she understood, and she's going to rectify it.
Okay, I gotta be honest with you. That's a pretty flippant
thing. Okay.
Come on. Jax, honestly.
I honestly,
if somebody did that to you,
I wouldn't be pleased.
Exactly.
But I wouldn't be like really mad at her. She deserves forgiveness.
What are they texting?
It's a real flip-flop in the 647. Damn, Sonia, figure it out. Don't bring another guy on a date, even if it's virtual. Jackson was stuck. another one from the 905. Jackson is toxic and you dodged a bullet. Mm-hmm. He already has major jealousy and trust issues.
Yeah, and also doesn't know how to verbalize them, which is a huge red flag.
That's the problem.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Just didn't say anything.
She screwed up, but like he screwed up afterwards.
Yeah. I'm mad, but I'm not going to say anything about it.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be stubborn because that's a good, healthy thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, listen, he's. I think he's a little hurt.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So Apple is coming out with a car, and we've been hearing rumors about this for years. And it's going to be called the Apple Car.
Yeah. Apple Car.
Or the iCar.
Not the iCar.
True. They should name it the iCar. I feel like that would be.
I think they're done with the i thing.
Really?
They don't. After the iPhone, like
go back to iCar because then you could do some sort of like brand endorsement thing with iCarly because I think that's coming back. Just makes sense, guys. It just makes sense.
Okay. I don't agree with that part.
Okay. Now, Apple is investing. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Apple's investing. If this is true, $3.6 billion.
Whoa.
In Kia. To build an electric car. So there'll just be the one, right? So it won't be like, you know, usually with like an automaker, you have like an SUV and a car and like a pickup truck or whatever. Yeah. It looks like it's just going to be the one, at least for now.
Okay.
And basically the deal will probably be signed, they say, on February 17th with the launch date, hopefully by 2024.
Hey,
they're hoping to put out 100,000 cars per year.
Cool.
And they're going to build exclusive facilities for the production and development of the Apple Car. So that, I guess in the future, there could be more like different types.
Yeah.
But essentially, it's going to be a Kia.
What?
With the Apple logo.
Producer
on it.
Jesse just
laughs. What are you talking about? What's wrong with the Kia? I would have expected Apple to be like BMW.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mercedes or something. Yeah. For sure. Because they're
Kias are good cars.
It's not that it's not a good car. Yeah. I think it's just that they, even what was it, Steve Jobs refused to drive anything but a Mercedes. Yeah.
Really?
Because he was very like, you know, everything had to be perfect.
Yeah.
Right? And where Kia is like, that's like one of our cars. That's like an every person car. You know what I mean? It's like Honda, Kia, you know, Toyota. Like, I drive a Honda. You drive a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
TJ's not involved in this.
No.
Shut up.
Just an everyday guy. Just an everyday guy.
So, like, you know, that it's just so funny. It's like Apple is teaming up with Kia. I would have seen, like, Apple and Lamborghini working better.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
Apple and Audi.
No.
Yeah,
what they're going to do is they're going to trick us and they're going to make us think that this is going to be accessible and like everyday person kind of car and average, and then they're going to inflate the price like crazy, and then it's not going to be Kia's price
anymore.
Sorry,
it doesn't sound like everything all the time.
Yeah.
Will it be a car that doesn't come with the stereo system? You have to buy that separately.
Yeah, it's going
to
be ridiculous.
It's going to come with the dongle but no cord.
Yeah, Kia times four prices.
We're going to sell you the charging cord for the car, but you're going to have to buy the charging port separate.
Yeah. It's also not going to fit any other car.
That is true.
Because
that is true.
We're Apple and that's what we do.
So, you know, it should be very, very interesting to actually see how this goes. And I bet for the first few years, that's going to be one of those things where people are going to roll those out on Instagram and it's going to be like, I got one. You know, like it'll be celebrities. It'll be like, I got one.
David Dobrik's going to be laughing through a video explaining how he has an Apple car.
Exactly. But it's coming. And I bet the colors it'll be available in are white.
Yeah.
Maybe silver.
You think?
Silver bottom.
Yeah, in a couple years.
Fair enough. It's Miley Cyrus, 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Premier Doug Ford revealed that an announcement about reopening Ontario could come as early as Monday. He said our goal is to open up the economy safely. I know a couple of the hot zones might be a week later, but especially in the northern and rural areas, we want to get the economy opening up. But safely, that's the number one priority. So don't get too excited.
Oh, get excited.
Get excited,
anything
but like
exciting.
Keep it kind of managed.
No. I need something to look forward to. This is it.
TJ, I'm becoming unmanageable as of this.
Yeah, okay, you guys
Let's
are unhinged.
Wild.
Let's go curbside, baby.
Something. Anything.
Essentially, they're saying they're going to talk about it, and even if an announcement does come, which it sounds like it will on Monday, it will be the outskirts of like the greater Toronto area.
I'm excited for them then.
So shout out to them because then it means we won't be that far behind. So yes, good news, but just hold on to your breath. new survey says we'll spend $165 on Valentine's Day, even though we can't go out and do anything. Here's some more Valentine's Day stats. Most popular gifts this year. Any guesses? Jax?
Flowers.
Adam Wilde?
Sex toys.
Funny COVID masks. I don't know. I have no idea.
You think, okay. This is terrible. Hold down the music.
Who is closer?
Really bad. I'm single. Come on, I don't think about this stuff.
You think for Valentine's, you should get your lover a funny COVID mask.
TJ, I don't have to get anyone anything. It's the joy of being single. I don't have to get anyone anything. Hallelujah.
The top three gifts this year, candy, cards, and flowers. Wow, I am shooketh with that news. 41% of people are planning a special dinner or celebration at home, duh. And 73% of people who are celebrating think it's especially important to do so this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gee, I wonder why. Toronto's going to create non-police mental health and crisis response teams, which is super awesome to hear. Mayor John Tory said in the news release that Toronto police respond to around 30,000 mental health calls a year. The change will not only see mental health professionals applying their skills and training to incidents where there might be a better answer, but it also will allow the police to focus more on core policing priorities, such as violent crime, etc. Mm-hmm. It's great news to hear.
I love that. Yep.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Pretty massive breaking story right now. Pet grooming businesses can reopen in Ontario.
Wait, what?
Yeah, News Talk 1010, our sister station on the AM side, has learned this. They can only open to provide services that would prevent an animal from needing veterinary care or if an owner has been required to do so under the Animal Welfare Act.
So wait, so it's kind of open?
They said businesses can reopen if, one, they provide the services by appointment, which is fair.
Okay.
Number two, they permit only one appointment for one animal at a time.
Yeah.
Sure.
And number three, they are provided through curbside pickup and drop off of the animal. So you can't go inside.
Yeah.
And then groomers had asked the province for more clarity when it came to the reopening. So they amended the pet grooming regulation under the Reopening Act. So this amendment takes effect today. Pet groomers are allowed to open.
Meaning, that's so good.
Which is awesome news, because I have one dog that's got nails that are just way too long needing to get trimmed. But I do feel really bad for my little dude, Cedric, who we talked about yesterday. I finally had enough and cut his hair two nights ago.
He butchered his hair.
Yeah. He'd have been fine. Like, we could have taken him today.
Oops.
But, you know, hindsight's 20/20. Yeah. You didn't know.
Tell that to Cedric. He's bald.
He doesn't look great. He doesn't look great.
He's got, like, little little marks on, like, shave marks and stuff on in this.
Pray Cedric doesn't have Twitter, because if he sees that, he's going to be very not happy with you.
How could you post this?
The response on my Instagram wasn't good. Like, people were like, wow, this is... Like, there were people, when we talked about it on the air yesterday, some people like messaged me like, wow, I didn't really think it was going to be this bad. Like, I came here thinking it would be okay and this is not a big deal. It's really bad.
Yeah.
So, hair grows back quickly.
It does grow back.
Yeah.
It does grow back. I just...
Don't take them for a walk anytime soon, or people are going to be calling some government agencies on you.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Sometimes when we hear new music and we're not sure about it, we like to do this thing called Pump It or Dump It. Now, we've done the Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas Is You club thumping remix.
You're forgetting about the prophet Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel and what was it?
You love that song.
Vin Diesel and Kygo, right?
Feels Like I Do.
Right.
Now, greatest song ever written.
This song is interesting. Producer Jesse, I'm going to let you introduce it, because you are the one who in the studio is most excited about this and said, I can't wait to judge a child on Pump It or Dump It. Key words from producer Jesse. So, continue.
Yeah, there's a psychedelic rock band called Psychic Ills, and the members are Elizabeth.
Just pause right there. I need a minute.
All right,
okay, continue.
No judgment zone, guys, okay?
The parents, Elizabeth and Ivan, are the members of this band, and they decided to record the sounds of their unborn child, Luca. She was in the womb, and they recorded the sounds, and they made a song out of it, and she's going to release an album, which comes out in April, and they released the official music video and single for Luca's first song.
Oh, this
and
the just song keeps is going.
Is the song called V4.3?
Is that the song is called V4.3 Part 2.
Oh, okay. Is part one not out yet or what?
Gentlemen, it'll be on the album.
Do you think they've done drugs?
Gentlemen.
There's a chance.
Let's go in.
No way.
With an open mind.
They don't do drugs, do they?
With an open mind, boys. I want to hear it.
V4.3 Part 2, which you're supposed to pump or dump. Here we go. Uh-huh. in this, but I am going to say this. When she was a baby, her parents said she would open her eyes wide and stare at her parents, seemingly recognizing her own sounds from the womb. Knowing that they were revisiting those rituals made them come together as one family.
Sounds like a Christopher Nolan movie trailer.
Yeah.
It's kind of spooky.
Oh.
No, there's things.
Still get Outlook in the womb.
Can I read the text that's coming already?
All right. So what are the texts saying already?
From the 587. That must be the sounds of digestion, because this sounds like crap.
Stop.
Dump it and bring back Vin Diesel.
It sounds like something Elon Musk and Grimes would make. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Although theirs would be unquestionably better.
Yeah.
If you can hear some of the squishy noises, that's the child.
Like the little popping sound?
Yeah, it's in there.
Okay, so with that in mind.
How do you record that?
There's a lot of text.
How do you record that?
Well, that's good. It's an opinion segment. Yeah. So 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Keep in mind that you are judging a child.
I would like to pump it. I'd like to put the parents. First vote in.
You're going to pump?
I'm going to pump.
Okay.
What a banger.
Follow-up question. Why?
Yeah, you don't need to know that.
Okay.
Because I don't quite yet have a reason.
That's a dump for me.
Is it a dump? Yeah, all right. I'm gonna pump it.
Hey!
I'm gonna pump it, and I'll tell you why. I respect the effort. My musical talent at that age was probably not on that baby's level. So shout out to that baby, producer Jesse.
I'm pumping this track.
Oh, wow!
Okay,
all right.
I guess I'm the only one that hates children.
Hey, listen, it's still awful.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin
Pump
Radio.
Pump it or dump it embryo edition.
Stop. Don't call it that. Don't call it that.
That's what it is.
That.
Producer Jesse, can you explain the song that I'm about to play, and then we got to get to the results here.
Elizabeth and Ivan, they're members of the psychedelic rock band Psychic Ills, and they recorded the sounds of their unborn child, Luca, and she's going to be releasing her debut album on April 2nd, and this is the first single. The first single is called V4.3 part 2.
And it bangs. If we got this message from deep space, scientists would be very excited.
I look him up. The parents are kind of hot. I'm just saying.
That's good.
They definitely look like they live in Parkdale, you know. They're very hip. Yeah. Pretty hot, though.
He's not wrong. They're pretty
hot. Yeah, you do meet people, and you're like, wow, you're much cooler than
I am. Yeah.
Now, so they're in, then they say that when they played this for little baby Luca, that it brought them closer together as a family when baby Luca was like a week old.
Out of fear because the baby was terrified?
Yeah, that's what I would have thought too, but apparently they said she recognized it. Now, what are the texts saying, TJ?
Just recap, Adam Wilde, you said pump?
Mm-hmm.
Pump.
Producer Jesse?
Pump.
Jax?
Pump, baby.
Okay, well, I said dump it, and I appear to be the only tastemaker on the show because everybody else is saying dump it on the text line.
Did we get one pump it on our text?
Not one.
Wow, really?
From the 289. Am I playing Resident Evil or listening to the radio?
True.
Another one from the 289. Nope, that's a hard no for me. What is wrong with these people? It sounds like something from Bates Motel.
Yeah.
It actually kind of does.
It's a child.
Okay.
Be nice.
With that in mind, listen to this text from the 647. That was horrid. Dump it. Dump that nightmare fuel. It's terrifying.
It kind of feels like the pandemic. You know this music?
You know what? If somebody had told me at the end of 2019, hey, if I'd asked, well, hey, what's 2020 going to be like? It'd be like,
they just play this.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm assuming we're not going to be playing it on Virgin Radio anytime soon.
Right. Aww. Because the song was dumped.
But just a reminder that Vin Diesel's still doing stuff, so if you can pick me up.
Actually, you know what? Forget it. Hold on. Let's hold off DJ Khaled. Let's just play this again.
Another one.
Oh, remix. He's a DJ.
Another one.
Hopefully they don't do another one. Even though I pumped that song,
too.
That was scary. It's Virgin
DJ
Radio.
DJ Khaled.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Well, gang, it's happening. The Apple car. It's going to be a Kia with an Apple logo on it. Apple's investing $3.6 billion in Kia Motors in a collaboration to build an electric car. This according to a report out of Korea that claims a deal may be inked on February 17th. According to the report, the plan is to launch the Apple car in 2024 with an initial target of producing 100,000 cars per year. All the funds that Apple is would be giving to Kia would be to build exclusive facilities for production and development of the Apple Car.
I ruined my own life this morning when I realized that when I think of Apple Car, and Adam, I think you were the only one that said you don't remember this one, but when we were kids, it was called The Busy World of Richard Scarry. It was like this children's book, TJ and Jess remember, a little worm that was wearing a hat used to drive around in an apple that had wheels on it.
Huh.
And I don't know.
Maybe
I hope
that's
that
what
wasn't
going
the only one. Yeah. And I feel like if the Apple Car isn't exactly that, if you Google Apple Car children's cartoon right now, then I don't want to see it.
Great word association, Jax.
Stop it.
That really added to the conversation.
No, it's, you know what? I'm here for the nostalgia.
Going to that story number two.
We know what's going to happen.
You're just sad you don't remember.
We're going to get a dozen texts being like, I remember that book. Love you, Jax.
Don't remember the books, but love Jax anyway.
Triple nine, double nine. If
Jax,
you remember Apple Car.
Honestly, could come on this show and say something like awful. And people would be like, you know what, Jax? I don't agree, but I still love you so much.
Speaking for the people over here.
I love you, Jax.
He was really cute. He was wearing a little hat, a little tiny hat, a worm in a hat.
Jax would be like, you don't need to drink water ever. You'll never, ever lose an Instagram photo again. Because Instagram announced they're going to give you now the option of keeping recently deleted posts in a separate folder. Think of it like the recycling bin on your desktop. So now you can have a chance to restore them before they permanently delete themselves. And you can hold them up for up to 30 days, which is fantastic news for couples who break up all the time, delete their photos, and then unarchive them.
I'd like to set a timer on some of my Instagram photos. So, like, I'll put it in my, like, my static feed, my main feed, and it's there for 30 days, and then it archives itself. So that way, because I've got pictures from, like, 6-7 years ago that I don't, like, I don't know. Like, they're not good. Yeah. I had, like, 2 followers.
Yeah.
They're not interesting. There's nothing happening.
Light
I'm too lazy to go back in.
Light a candle, take a bath, and do some archiving, baby.
Yeah?
That's what you got to do.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Clean it up.
Candle necessary? The Toronto mansion from Schitt's Creek is up for $15 million. You remember the mansion that the Roses lived in before they hit rock bottom?
Yes.
Beginning of the show. It's up for sale for $14.9 million. We bring this up because we love talking about expensive homes on this show. It's located in York Mills Bayview area. It was built in 2012.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
24,000 square foot mansion. It has 14 bedrooms and 16 bathrooms. Was on the market just 2 years ago in 2018, but for close to $20 million. Oh, and speaking of Schitt's Creek, after winning in all 7 major Emmy comedy categories, they are nominated for 5 Golden Globes, including Best TV Musical or Comedy Series.
Just to follow up, we are getting hundreds of text messages going, hey, that's what I thought when I heard of the Apple Car too, Jax.
Worm in a hat
is
in
a
an
worm
apple.
In a hat.
Worm in a hat.
It was a really cute little book. It was so cute. So skinny.
So scary.
I've got to go. And you know I need to
what,
go.
What happened?
Wrap it up.
We have
wrap
an entire hour of the show left. You're not going anywhere.
Wrap it up,
boys. Stuck with us, baby.
Now,
the thruple lives.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Quick question.
Okay.
You know that? You know when you go through that breakup and that person breaks up with you and you're like, yeah, well, I'm going to take my thing back that you liked a lot. Is this one of those moments? Kanye West moved some things out of his Calabasas home with Kim Kardashian. Now, he hasn't lived there in a while. He lives on a ranch in Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Is it Wyoming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Among the things he took back, his 500 shoes. 500 pairs of shoes.
I was going to say.
Dad's mad.
He's mad. Yeah. And it kind of made me think, like, I remember I the first girl I lived with, I was like 19, which was way too young. And anyway, she brought a DVD player to the apartment that we lived in Halifax.
Already an old sentence.
Yeah, I know, right? This is how old I am. 32. I feel like I'm ancient. And I remember when we broke up, she's like, "Well, I am taking the DVD player."
Yeah, she showed you.
Yeah. Well, it's just it doesn't feel like that. Have you guys ever had that where you're like, "Well, you want to break up with me? Fine, I will take
somebody." I live with, who you guys are aware of.
I was hoping that you would do this.
Oh, this
breakup did not go particularly well.
No, neither did the relationship, though, to be honest.
No, it did not.
True.
But I am still discovering to this day things that she took when we broke up.
And what's the most recent thing, TJ?
I discovered she took the cheese grater.
She did not.
Yeah, I haven't known this for like 2 years.
Look
but
at you and your self-control not grating any cheese in 2 years.
Yeah. I've been buying bagged cheese this whole time, man.
Yeah, he eats it over the sink like an animal.
King.
So I was like, the other day I was cooking and I was like, where's my, I need to zest this lemon. Where's my grater? And then I was like, did she take the,
she took the cheese grater. There was other things she took too, right?
She took the whisk. She took the spatula. She took my good pan.
I love it.
Oh, your good pan. Now, was it your good pan together?
No.
Did you buy it together?
I think it was mine.
Okay.
Wow. Jax, everything decorative?
I was very mad at a girlfriend many years ago for breaking my heart.
What did she do? Tell me what she did. I want to know what she, how she broke her heart.
She realized that I didn't have my you-know-what together and moved on.
Oh. Oh, that's not as funny as I thought it was going to be.
We had bought this really nice pepper grinder together, and I took the pepper grinder when I left. I don't even really like pepper, but I didn't like her at the time, let me tell you what.
Wow.
So I took the pepper grinder.
You still have it?
No.
Couldn't have been that nice.
Are you guys friends?
They're just so big. Yeah, we're great friends now. Yeah, she sends me my horoscope
always.
Every week.
you're friends with every one of your exes. It's so weird.
Well, if you date somebody long enough, you know.
No. Not the truth.
In fact, often the opposite.
Is it a gay thing?
Yeah.
Okay. It might be a you thing. I don't think it's a gay thing or a straight thing. I think it's a Jax thing.
I think you're just impossible to hate.
Yeah, I think this. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I can give you reasons. Let
now,
me show you.
416-872-9999-999-999 to text. The question for you was the same. What's the thing you took after they broke up with you? Or they took it from you when you broke up with them. Either way, a spiteful take. A little gift for yourself. Being like, you know what? You want to end this relationship? Well, I'm ending your relationship with this pepper grinder.
With this cheese grater.
With this cheese grater. Yeah. With this DVD player.
Petty.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. It's Virgin Mornings with Jonas Brothers.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So you broke up, or they broke up with you, and then you took something to get revenge.
Yeah.
I can't have your heart, so I will take your pepper grinder. Jax.
It was a nice pepper grinder.
All right. So what do we got on the text, TJ? Because there are some doozies.
We're going to start with petty and then work our way to really petty.
Okay, love it.
From 647, I took the clothes I bought him. That's somewhat petty.
Well, here's the thing. When you're in a relationship, as at least in a straight guy relationship, and I don't know what it's like to be in any other relationship, your clothes become our clothes.
Yeah.
Meaning that my clothes, it doesn't go the other way, but every girlfriend I've ever had.
Taking your sweaters.
Takes your sweaters, takes your sweatpants. Sometimes we'll take your boxer briefs too when they're feeling like, whatever.
Haven't experienced that part, but.
Yeah. Lesbians will take everything. They'll wear everything.
Yeah,
it doesn't
like
matter.
It becomes communal clothing.
You got socks given to me.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Yeah, it's too much.
How about this one from the 437? My boyfriend took our betta fish.
Oh. What's a betta fish?
It's a
you know,
type
like the
of fish.
Fighter fish.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They're red, right?
Yeah, they can be red.
Okay. You know a lot about fish. Okay.
I know a lot about betta fish.
Okay.
Another one from the 905.
Because TJ's a betta boy.
That's right. Yeah.
What? I don't even know what that means, but I hate the way
either,
you said it.
People use that on the internet. Yeah, I have no idea what it means.
It's like Twitter, but real life. From the 905, I took the light bulbs, toilet paper, cutlery, and all the phone cords. Hashtag petty.
All the phone
the
cords.
Light bulbs?
Petty spaghetti. I love it.
Literally, that person, I feel like that's the Grinch. It's like took a crumb even too small for a mouse.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Okay, this one, it might be the funniest text I've ever read at this radio station.
Okay.
That's a big statement.
I oversold it, and you're not going to laugh as hard
as I do. We have very funny texts every day. So TJ has set you up for disappointment. Go.
From the 289, I took his curtains and samurai sword. Weird, I know. He was weirder, though. I love it because there's so much there. There's so many layers that we just haven't unearthed.
Samurai sword. What do you even do with one of those?
Cut the curtains.
Yeah, I guess. Cut them down. Fair enough.
Nice drapes.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.